Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday. Tuesday. Where bad opinions come to die.
One of us gives a hot take.
Boom. Hot take.
The rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're going to need some aloe.
Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
You can comment on one of the hot takes that were given this morning or come in with your own. 617-655-1234. Again, call or text 617-655-1234. Kennedy's hot take, if you're out having dinner and you pick up your phone to go to the bathroom, you're hiding something.
Mm-hmm. Why else would you take your phone in the bathroom?
Just to have it.
Why do you need it? You're just going to do some business and come right back.
Not hiding anything.
Mm-hmm. Sure, man.
Mm. Would you like to lay on the couch and discuss?
I don't need to lay on nothing, man. I watched the way they shove that phone into their pocket and walk into the bathroom. I know what's going on.
Who hurt you?
Where do I start?
My hot take, Banksy sucks. Other hot takes this morning, Suzanne from Hyde Park.
You know, your hot take would be Banksy just isn't for me.
No, Banksy sucks.
Like, it's always
lame.
a negative word. Like,
yeah, that's my hot take. It sucks. Suzanne from Hyde Park hates it when people put an A at the end of every word. Sharon from Milford, business is replacing handicap spots with EV spots. That was a wild one.
She said electric car users are crunchy hippies and they need the steps.
They want the steps.
That was a quote from her.
They
I'm not saying that.
They want the steps.
Let's see. This is Sarah from Malden. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did you want to say about one of the hot takes?
So, as much as I respect Kennedy's bringing the phone to the bathroom, and I understand that, I have an experience that requires me to bring the phone to the bathroom every time. And let me just break it down quickly.
Yes, ma'am.
On my honeymoon, I was in Punta Cana, and we were at a steakhouse. It was the first night of our honeymoon. So had a few glasses of wine. That was great. The bathroom was upstairs in the restaurant, so you had to go up these stairs and kind of in a little hall. And the bathroom was one of those bathrooms that's a single stall, almost like a closet. So there's nothing at the bottom and nothing at the top. So you're literally in a little closet. I took care of business, opened the door, and the handle was in my hand. So the handle had fallen off of the door in my hand. So I previewed this when I had a couple glasses of wine because I'm super claustrophobic. And had I have not, I don't know what I would have done. So I was just like, I just started banging, and it literally took 15 minutes because the bathroom was upstairs, kind of in a little hallway. It wasn't in the main area of the restaurant, for someone to come, and they heard me. And then it took another 10 minutes for them to use their little screwdrivers and open the door for me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's
that
a safety
awful.
Measure, Kennedy.
It's a safety measure.
It is. So I have such PTSD, but when I went back to the table, I said to my husband, again, new husband, I was like, dude, what? Like, where'd you think I was? He's like, well, you're really social. I just kind of thought you met people and you were talking. So honestly, I literally take my phone every time in case I have an SOS call that needs to happen.
I understand. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Half an hour in the bathroom, now your food's cold. That's a bummer.
That's what you're concerned about.
That's what I'd be thinking about.
Thank you, Sarah.
Like, now my meal's cold.
B-side, Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
Yield signs on highways are not just suggestions. They are literally signs there for a purpose so that I don't crush you when I am going 80 and you do not crush me when I am trying to get to Costco gas.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
I'll take it one step further. Yield and merge are not the same sign. And very few of you understand that.
Seriously, who taught anyone to drive here in New England? Seriously.
I would like to add that yield also doesn't mean lay down and die there for 5 minutes. Get in there. I have places to be.
No, that's merge. Yield is not that.
What are you, French? Get going.
Oh, my God.
I would like to add on to that. Quit stopping at the roundabout, at the rotary. Quit stopping. You don't stop.
Yes, you do.
No, it's at a merge. Not, a yield.
It is
it's meant to keep going.
You just proved my point.
Okay. You don't stop.
It's not.
It's a
wheel. It's a yield.
It's a yield. Doesn't mean stop.
It can if cars are coming.
No, you yes, merge cars in. No, you see, like a zipper.
No, that's
yes,
a merge.
Yes.
Oh my God.
See what you've done, B-side?
You see the people that are in the rotary that don't know what they're doing, and they stop while they're the one in the rotary?
Oh, even worse.
Can't.
Debbie from Framingham, Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
When you play the same song over and over and over and over, like 15 times a day, it's just terrible.
Well, thank you for listening 24 hours a day. We love you.
That felt like a personal attack.
Right. That would be like going to McDonald's and complaining that they serve cheeseburgers and fries 24/7.
They don't mix up their menu?
Yeah. Like, how come they don't serve pizza?
It's like when I get in the car, it's like that song's on. I get out of the car, that song's on. I get in the car, that song's on. I get out of the car, that song's on. I'm at work, that song's on. Oh my God.
Which song are you thinking about right now that made you call?
Right now, that Pink Pony Club, that was awful.
Pink Pony Club. We haven't played that song in months.
Yeah, I know, but now it's Dracula.
Oh, that was the one. Oh, Dracula? All right, I'm going to play that next. I can't. Thank you, Debbie.
I mean, listen, I get it.
Right.
But it's just the formula of how radio works. People are in their car for 10 minutes, and they want to hear the song.
John is from Uber and Hot Take Tuesday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
I want to know why you go to all these sports bars and restaurants, and they got all these televisions on, but they don't have any closed captions, so you don't know what the heck's going on.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Watch a game without the volume and
have an understanding of what's happening in the game. First of all, I can't. Second of all, if you're watching like one of the sports shows, like where they're talking, that happens a lot. Like I go in for lunch and they're, they're having the talk show and you want to know what they're talking about, but they don't have the closed captioning on because what they're talking about looks interesting.
Mm.
John, I couldn't agree with you more. Sports bars suck to actually watch sports at.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of just an atmosphere and hanging out with your friends and drinking beers. But if there's a game I actually care about watching, I'm not going to a bar.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on my couch and watching.
I don't want
to
hear the
audience. If I'm going for lunch, like, sometimes there's a show on it. It looks interesting.
Sure.
It looks fascinating what they're talking about. Or maybe they're talking about the Patriots and I want to know. And I would love, they're not going to turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
On.
I gotcha.
I hear you.
All right.
I hear what you're saying.
All right. Thank you, John. We appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.